Sunday evening, March 13, 2016. Good evening. This is the Daily Dave. I am Dave Guerra. Thank you for listening. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for your time. Well, the weekend's over. So what do we talk about now that the weekend's over? I mean, we can talk about getting ready for work, but we can do that. Or we can talk about, you know, this time of year. What is it? Well, it's spring break time. It's also, that's right, March Madness. And that's pretty cool. So, you know what? Let's talk about that. March Madness. March Madness and the workplace. There we go. March Madness and the workplace. Does your workplace allow you to keep track of what's going on? The games are coming up. There's going to be games all for the next several weeks and weekends mostly. But the first week, you know, you got some games on, what's that, the play-in games. Those are, what, Tuesday night? And then, what else is there? They're called the play-in games. It's like a couple of games coming in. And let's see. And then what have we got? Oh, yes. The first four, March 15 and 16. And then those are the play-in games that I was telling you about. And then the first and second rounds, which is March 17 and 19, 18 and 20. So there you go. And it's just they kind of stagger and alternate just to make sure everybody gets a chance to be rested and play. Then the West Regionals start the 24th and the 26th. South Regionals, 24th, 26th. The Midwest, 26th and 27th. The East Regional, 26th and 27th. And culminates with the Final Four on April 2nd and the 4th. So my question again is, what does your organization do to, well, for the Final Four? We've got some serious games and a lot of time, and they take place. There's so many games. There's 64 teams playing. Well, 64 and 66, actually. I think that's what it is. 66 teams all in all. But what does your organization do? Does it allow it? Does it give you time? Do they give you time to watch on your PC there at work? Or do they let you just stream it on your phone on your dime and not on the company's feed or not on the company's Wi-Fi? You know, when I used to work for the state of Texas, the answer was no. No streaming. None whatsoever. No way. Don't do it. You'll get yourself in trouble. And that was 5 years ago. So I don't know if it's changed or not, or it's, you know, they've accepted the inevitable that they're going to do it. People are going to do it. So either you embrace it and control it by saying, hey, you know what? We're going to do this in one room, in the training room. If there's a conference room or a training room, you set up a TV there and stream it, or set up a monitor, set up a projector and stream it. Control it and say, if you want to watch and you're done with your work, go there and watch it. But don't get caught goofing off. That's the thing to do. That's the thing to do. And you can either embrace it, or you can, you know, they can pull the reins in and say, no one's going to do this. And if you're caught doing this, you're going to be fired or reprimanded or written up or whatever. And again, embrace the inevitable, control it, get out in front of it and do it. So again, who are you picking? I'm going all the way with Kansas Jayhawks. They're going to take this one. Well, listen, that's it. I said it. That's right. Kansas Jayhawks. Alrighty. Well, have a good evening. Have a good rest of your weekend, what's left of it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. This is Dave Guerra, and this has been the Daily Dave.